You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Yes, hello, welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Thursday's action on this edition. A big day on Thursday as well, because it's day one of the William Hill Air Gold Cup Festival. Their card includes listed action as well in the shape of the William Hill Doonside Cup. We have Pontefract and Yarmouth alongside that in the afternoon, the final day of the Eastern Festival at Yarmouth. We also have racing throughout the evening at Chelmsford City as well, so plenty to get stuck into. It'll be myself, Mark Walton, in the studio with Chris Pimlott and Tom Morley from 1:30 p.m. Right now I'm joined in the studio by Gareth Topham to look ahead to the best of the action. How are you, Gareth?
Yeah, good, thank you, Mark.
Good man. Making your way up to air in the next couple of days?
I'm there on Saturday for the third year running. So, yeah, always a real challenging day on the commentary front, but I suppose it's healthy. And, yeah, as always, looking forward to calling half of the card. So,
yes,
we share the work on Saturday, so there'll be an awful lot of runners. Maybe, however, not quite as many as usual, because I do believe that there's quite a lot of rain forecast and strong winds for air. I don't think we're going to have the weather this year that we've had for the last couple, but it might just result on one or two being pulled out late.
Mm. Obviously, in the big race of the William Hill Air Gold Cup, Silver Cup, Cup and Bronze Cup, big fields tend to split into different groups. I suppose if the weather becomes too testing, they might stay in one group.
Oh,
or
let it rain. Let it rain. Yeah. As you say, yeah, very often you'd see them going into two groups. I remember a couple of years ago, the year that Don't Touch won it, they were spread all over the track with about a furlong left to run. There must have been 15 in line. It was, it was like very, very wide open. But I think last year got away with it a bit. They sort of came down the middle, and if the heavens do open, and I think they are forecast to, then maybe there'll be a certain part of the track that's favoured over another, and that would obviously mean that the jockeys are going to use their nous and head that way.
How difficult is it to commentate on the race when it splits into two? Because there's a number of times where you're watching a race on television and the commentator's calling one side, and sometimes you're sitting there thinking, the other side's in front, why aren't you calling that side?
Yeah, I mean, what we usually do, and what we'll be doing on Saturday, we can have a chat with the television director prior to the race, and we can say, look, where are you going to go first? And we usually pan out for the start of the race, so you see them all come out, and then they usually go far side first. This is in the event of a split.
Mm-hmm.
And then another wide shot, so we see them all, then over to the near side, and then they stick with that to the final two furlongs, and then it's a wide shot for the last two furlongs. The last two furlongs, you're on your own. Mm-hmm. It's you and your binoculars. That's basically how it runs, and it tends to go quite smoothly. And you'll often hear the commentator give the director a clue as to when he's finished with one particular side and is ready to start on the other, because he'll then say, meanwhile, over towards the stand side we have, and that's our cue for the director to click the other side button and service more close-up pictures for that particular side. So
yeah.
There are little sort of secrets and ways around it, but yeah, ultimately it's pretty hard work. And a lot of people will say that this weekend, it's, you know, these are the hardest races of the year to call. I always think that the Redcar race, the two-year-old race they have at Redcar, which I also happen to do, I tend to think that's the hardest one, because obviously with the two-year-olds, you don't know them as much. At least with these runners this weekend, they're well-known handicappers. They're very familiar colours. They've been on the go quite some time. And also the commentary position out here is quite a bit better than the one at Redcar. So, I'll take this weekend over the Redcar one. But I've got both again this year, so I'm looking forward to them both.
Glutton for punishment, that's where you are. You've got the Silver Cup this year, haven't you?
I'm going to be doing the Silver, yeah. And I think the Firth of Clyde Stakes as well, which I believe is Scotland's only group race. It's a group
is that
three,
right?
Yeah.
Right. Good fact. That's a racing quiz fact, that, isn't it?
Yeah. So yeah, although I haven't got the biggie as such, I've got the supporting card, and I mean, it will be an absolutely fabulous day. I mean, the only day that Ayr is busier than Ayr Gold Cup Day is Scottish Grand National Day, and there wouldn't be a great deal in it. Ayr will be absolutely heaving on Saturday. It's obviously Scotland's big flat racing day of the year, and everybody comes out in force and has a rattling good time.
Yeah, really looking forward to it here at William Hill as well, of course, being the meeting sponsors. The big race of the week is the William Hill Ayr Gold Cup. We're just going to take a little bit of a look at that. We are still recording this ahead of the draw. The draw takes place on Thursday morning at 11 a.m. We'll find out the draw for the Ayr Gold Cup, the William Hill Ayr Gold Cup, the Silver Cup and the Bronze Cup at that point. But the market at the moment stands like this: Shanghai Glory 8-1, 12-1 for Don Juan Triumphant, Ektiar and Ice Age. It's also 12-1 for Sainted, who is actually declared to run on Friday, so not sure whether Sainted will actually turn up in the William Hill Ayr Gold Cup. It's then 14s for Johnny Barnes and Tommy Taylor, 14s as well for Toscanini, 16-1 Ayless, 16s for Edward Lewis, Growl and Naggers, also Victory Angel, and 20-1 or bigger prices for the others. Obviously hundreds quoted in the market there at the moment. Any caught your eye so far in terms of the big race?
I mean, I am a Sainted fan. She is still lightly raced, and you probably take that as a little bit of a negative with a race like this, because there's going to be so much hustle and bustle going on, but she's, as I say, still very unexposed. She's still quite young, and she does handle plenty of cutting the ground as well. She's always been a filly that does hit the ground fairly hard, but she's got loads of ability there. But as you say, Mark, I think she's declared for the new fillies race that they have on Friday, so whatever race she turns up in, it could be the Gold Cup, it could be the Silver Cup, she's also in the market for that. More likely than not, though, it's going to be this race on Friday, the new race. I think she's going to have a rattling good chance wherever she goes. Without her, I quite like Tommy Taylor. If you look through his form, he's only ever had two runs on quite testing ground, and the most recent of those was a race I actually called down at Newmarket, but he got absolutely murdered in running, so it wasn't his true running. He was in with a chance when that interference actually took place, but after it took place he was just out with the washing. The only other time he's run on quite a testing surface was on his debut. He ran a really good race in defeat, was only just beaten on that occasion by a neck, and for me he's just a horse that is crying out for a really good galloper, a big field. And he comes into this race off the back of a narrow win in a listed race at York last time, so he's in rattling good form. He could be well handicapped. I mean, he's a horse that's stepping down in class, really, from sort of graded company down to a handicap. I always like seeing, particularly over jumps, I like seeing horses that are able to do that and take their chance back in big handicaps. It's happening on the flat here. And again, there's not a great deal of mileage on the clock for Tommy Taylor. I think he's a rattling each way bet, and I think he'll handle the conditions.
Trained by Kevin Ryan as well, who won the race last year. Yard going great guns at the moment as well. Seem to be all systems go going into the William Hill Ayr Gold Cup meeting, as is usually the case as well with the Kevin Ryan yard. Anything else on your mind before we move on to some of the action on the Thursday?
No, really. I say it's just a great 3 days of racing in Scotland. They've got a lot of pride about their racing up there, and this is a real standout meeting for them. So I just can't wait to get up there. Not looking forward to the drive so much, because it is a hell of a long way. But no, this Saturday, it never disappoints, and it's going to be a cracking afternoon's racing, and great once again that it's in association with us here at William Hill.
Yes, a meeting that we very much enjoy. Let's have a look at Thursday then, day one of the William Hill Ayr Gold Cup Festival. We're going to look at the big race on the card there, which is the William Hill Doonside Cup Stakes. What was the other race that you'd picked out, Gareth?
I've picked out the opener, the 140, so we're going to try and get punters off to a flyer.
Then we should start there, I suppose. Interesting novice stakes, isn't it, this? A mile is the trip for this EBF novice stakes. We've got a field of 10 set to go to post here, and several of these, well, three of these won on debut in their only run so far. That's Lachine Castle, Salazar and Narcos, one start and one victory. Austrian School also fitting the debut success kind of thing, but could only manage fifth last time out. So you've got some interesting runners there.
Yeah, I like Lachine Castle up at the top. I like Narcos as well. Lachine Castle was a horse that won in good style at Hamilton in quite soft ground on debut last time out. But as I say, Narcos was the other one which caught my eye, and actually called the race that Narcos won at Doncaster on debut. The ground, I think, as I say, there is rain due on Thursday, but by the time this race is due off at 1:40, I don't think it had got into the ground too much. The freshest ground is going to be at the start of the meeting. These youngsters are going to be going on the best ground they are going to have at air all week. So I don't think it's going to have too much of an impact at this stage. He was quite slow to get going on debut Narcos, but he powered home, and the form of that race has been frank with a couple that he beat on that occasion coming out and winning again since. So I think Narcos is likely to go very well. And it'll be interesting to see whether Paul Hannigan rides him or not. He was due to ride on Wednesday. Of course, he had a wasp sting, I think, on his hand, which has...
One of the more bizarre reasons to be stood down, isn't it?
But his hand, I mean, there were some incredible pictures in the Racing Post on Wednesday. It was as if his hand, it looked like a rubber glove when you fill it up with water, you know, completely bulging. And he literally cannot clench his fist. So that's why he's out riding. He was supposed to be riding at Beverley on Wednesday. That hasn't happened. He's down for the ride on Narcos. He'll be eager to ride as many horses as he can at this big three-day festival, and hopefully he'll be all right to ride at Narcos, and it might just get him off to a winning start. As I say, I was quite taken with that performance at Doncaster, so we'll side with him.
Yeah, there's been one or two headlines in the Racing Post of late that are a little bit more light-hearted than maybe what we've seen in the past, and they've gone with Swell Guy Hannigan hoping to return after Wasp Sting. Well done to whoever came up with that.
Yeah. Like you say, it is very, very rare, and he believes that it happened during a race at Carlisle earlier on in the week as well, so I don't, whether it got trapped in his glove or...
Yeah.
Very, very bizarre. But it's pretty serious, because I think he suffered quite a lot of sickness with it as well, so whatever stung him with a vengeance.
Mm. Narcos, the pick then for Gareth in the opening race. Would Lisshoon Castle be the main danger?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, what I would say, if the rain does come a little earlier than forecast and it does get into the ground... you've got no worries on that score with Lisshoon Castle, but Lisshoon Castle just having to give the weight away, it might prove a touch much. But John Quinn's string, I was speaking to Sean the other day out in the office, and he said, you know, they've been targeting this meeting for quite some time with many of their horses. They're sending a big team up to Ayrshire this week, and they'll be gunning for plenty of glory, no doubt, at a meeting that they invariably do very well at.
Yeah, they actually won this race a couple of years ago with Speed Company, so... all the best of luck to them, but Narcos, the selection for Gareth in the 1:40 air. Then let's move on to the big race on the card on Thursday, the 4:50, the William Hill Doonside Cup Stakes. This is a listed race over a mile and a quarter, a field of six set to go to post for this one. You've got, again, an interesting field here. We'll start with Forest Ranger, though, if we may, Gareth, who isn't the highest rated in the race, but has run in the likes of the St James's Palace Stakes and Group 1 races like that. Turning out in listed company on Thursdays, is he the one to beat, do you think?
I mean, this horse has got an official rating of 110, and as you say, Mark, is likely to find this a tad easier than some of the races that he's been contesting. But ultimately, you know, he hasn't been winning these races. He's kept on running honestly enough. I just wouldn't mind seeing a number one next to the name. I think there's maybe slightly more confident horses in the field. Francis is the one that I quite like. He is the highest rated, running off a mark of 112, and... he's been running some really good races of late. I called him up at Hamilton when he was runner-up to Defoe, who subsequently has disappointed in the St. Ledger on the weekend. But that was a really good run, and it was a similar sort of feel to this in a way, whereby there were just half a dozen runners he was able to dictate. And, of course, after that race, he went to Haydock, didn't he? And he won the Rose of Lancaster, which, again, wasn't a massive field. A few more than what he's going to be up against tomorrow, but he bossed that field. And I just think that if Joe Fanning can get the fractions right, and Joe Fanning, I mean, he rides many of these northern tracks very well, but Ayr in particular, and he might just be able to nick this on an honest horse who, yes, has got to bounce back from slightly below par effort last time out. But I think the runs up at Hamilton and Haydock, across at Haydock, they entitle him to an awful lot of respect here. And as I say, he has got that win under his belt this season. Forest Ranger did win right back at the start of it, but has just found life tough. They could well be the two main players here. It's a good race.
It is. We've got that to look forward to. The selection then for Gareth is Francis in the 450, the William Hill Doonside Cup Stakes. So your selections there, Francis in the 450 and Narcos in the 140.
Mm, yeah.
If I had to ask you to delegate one as a nap and one as a next best, which order would you put them in?
Good question. I'd probably have Narcos as the nap over Francis, just because I think the Doonside Cup is particularly open race, and we are just taking in trust that Francis is going to bounce back. So, from what I saw on debut, I was quite impressed with Narcos. As I say, the form of that race appears to be working out, so he'd be the main selection in that opening race. Hopefully get punters off to a flyer for the 3 days.
Hopefully so. Thank you very much, Gareth. Been a pleasure once more. Good luck with your selections there on Thursday, and good luck calling them home in the William Hill Silver.
Thank you. Yeah, I'll be happier Saturday night to be on the drive home reflecting on it all and hopefully saying, yeah, I think that went okay.
Hopefully so. Thank you very much. That's Gareth for us ahead of Thursday's racing. Then you'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:30 p.m. It'll be me, Mark Walton, in the studio with Chris Pimlott and Tom Morley, and we have day one of the William Hill Air Gold Cup Festival, supported by Pontefract and Yarmouth in the afternoon and Chelmsford City throughout the evening, so do join us for that. Thank you very much for listening to this William Hill Racing podcast, and enjoy Thursday's action.
ACCA 5 is William Hill's new ACCA insurance. It means if you have a 5 selection accumulator and one lets you down, you'll get your money back as a free bet. And it's available across all sports. ACCA 5, exclusive to William Hill. T's and C's apply.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.